Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on a new plan by Israeli generals.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is examining a plan to seal off humanitarian aid to northern Gaza after issuing its most recent evacuation order to residents there. If implemented, the plan could trap without food or water hundreds of thousands of Palestinians unwilling or unable to leave their homes. The plan was proposed to Netanyahu by a group of retired Israeli generals. The plan calls for Israel to maintain control over the north of Gaza for an indefinite period to attempt to create a new administration without Hamas, splitting the Gaza Strip in two. Those who remain would be denied food, water, medicine, and fuel. I'm Karen Chalmers.
Israel's military says four soldiers were killed in a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base Sunday evening. It is the deadliest Hezbollah strike since Israel launched its ground invasion of Lebanon nearly 2 weeks ago. The Lebanon-based Hezbollah earlier claimed responsibility and called the attack retaliation for Israeli strikes on Beirut Thursday that killed 22 people. Hezbollah and Israel have traded fire almost daily in the year since the war in Gaza began, and fighting has escalated. Inside Gaza, an Israeli airstrike has killed at least 20 people, including children at a school, according to local hospital officials. Ukraine's human rights ombudsman has urged international organizations to respond to a claim that several Ukrainian prisoners of war were executed in Russia's Kursk region, where Kyiv had launched an incursion in August. Dmytro Lubinets said on Telegram that he sent letters to the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross regarding that claim. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China is holding large-scale military exercises surrounding Taiwan and its outlying islands. China's defense ministry said the drills were a response to Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te's refusal to concede to Beijing's demands that Taiwan acknowledge itself as part of the People's Republic of China under the rule of the Communist Party. Taiwan's defense ministry called the drills a provocation and said its forces were prepared to respond. United States President Joe Biden arrived in the state of Florida Sunday to survey damage from Hurricane Milton as rising floodwaters, ongoing fuel shortages, and power outages impacted cleanup efforts.
FEMA has delivered 1.2 million meals, over 300,000 liters of water, 2 million gallons of fuel, and so far, we've installed 100 satellite terminals to restore communications in impacted areas so families can contact their loved ones to be sure everything's okay and be able to reach out for help as well.
The visit gave Biden another chance to press U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson for congressional approval of more aid money before the November 5th election. Johnson said that lawmakers would deal with the issue after the election because of the amount of time it takes to come up with an estimate. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on SpaceX's latest engineering feat.
In an engineering feat, SpaceX launched Starship on its boldest test flight yet, catching it with mechanical arms back at the launch pad.
We have successfully caught the Super Heavy booster.
Towering almost 400 feet, the empty Starship blasted off Sunday, returning 7 minutes later, caught by massive mechanical arms dubbed Chopsticks. Previous attempts were unsuccessful, with the rocket either exploding or landing in the ocean. SpaceX wants to make sure Starship can be reused just like its Falcon. NASA ordered two Starships to land astronauts on the moon later this decade. SpaceX also wants to use Starship to go to Mars. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump proposed hiring 10,000 additional Border Patrol agents and giving them a $10,000 retention and signing bonus months after he derailed a bipartisan bill to fund more border personnel. The former president made his pledge during a rally Sunday in the state of Arizona, roughly 260 miles north of the state's border with Mexico. He accepted an endorsement from the agents' union, the National Border Patrol Council, which is a longtime Trump backer that endorsed him during his prior two campaigns. Trump has made illegal immigration the focus of his campaign, and he blames Vice President Kamala Harris, his Democratic opponent, for a record spike in unauthorized crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.